While painter Burgoyne Diller was one of the first American exponents of Mondrian, it could be argued that his greatest influence was not as a painter, but as head of the mural division in the New York City section of the Federal Art Project. In this excerpt from an interview conducted by Harlan Phillips in 1964, Diller talks about the camaraderie among artists during the Depression. The interview was part of a special project funded by the Ford Foundation to document New Deal art programs.
I think, as a matter of fact, there's something that's unforgettable about that period. That there was a wonderful sense of belonging to something, even if it was an underprivileged and downtrodden sort of group. You just weren't a stranger, because it was a matter of survival.
Yeah.
But as I said, it was exciting. I cannot look back on it and say, here, this was a time of pain. God knows, there are problems, there was unhappiness, there were many things. We were all aware of it. Our differences between ourselves aesthetically might be, well, degenerated into a kind of quibbling, unless they were being utilized for political reasons. The only time we had a pitched battle was if you decided that painting had to be directed only towards the Marxian function of propaganda or something of the sort. And I had the unholy attitude of art for art's sake, you know, then of course we'd become terribly involved. This is what happens in the Artists Union, the Artists Congress, those organizations. Mm-hmm. But as I said, there was such a basic thing to hold.